Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mandi 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 Ram Goldar and Therma Zekhus Chulin Daf Samach Beis. The third parak, El Trefas. The Zikhu Mesekhus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Nachman said, Hayabaki Behen Ubishmosehen. If one was an expert in identifying the Paris and Osnia and all the birds which are also called by their names and are included in their category, then a bird with only one simon of kashrus is kosher, since he knows it's not a Paris or Osnia. If he's not an expert on these birds, then a bird with one simon is forbidden to him, but he may eat a bird with two simonim, hushi yakir ori, provided he can recognize a crow and knows the bird is not an ori. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Gezer said that the zarzir, starling, which also has two simanim, is included in the Ori of Prohibition. Although he was told that the people of Kfar Tamarta would eat the zarzir, he replied, Afhen asinu itenis adin, they are destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that he must be an expert in the Oriv and every type of Oriv. A Maimer ruled that any bird with a single simon is permitted, provided it doesn't claw. He disagrees with Rav Nachman and holds even a non-expert need not be concerned for the Paris and Osnia because Leis Nehubi Yishuv, they are not commonly found in inhabited areas. Point number two, in one version, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's Lamino, according to its kind, written by Orev, to include Snunis Levana, the white-bellied swallow, as prohibited under the category of Orev. Rabbi Eliezer was told that the people of Galil Ha'elyon eat it, but he replied, Afhen asin liten as a din. They are destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. Rav Yehuda says, Ofa Masaret, the bird which scratches, is valid for the Metzora's purification process, and this is the Snunis Levana about which the Tanaim disagreed, and Rav Yehuda ruled kosher. Amemar says that all Tanaim agree that a Snunis, whose belly is white, is kosher, and their disagreement is about a yellow-bellied Snunis. According to Marzutra's version, all agree that a yellow-bellied Snunis is not kosher, and their argument is about a white-bellied Snunis. And point number three, Ravasi said, Shmona Sveikosan, there are eight questionable birds, the Huva, the Chuga, the Suga, the Harnuga, the Tushlami, the Marda, the Kohilna, and the Barnafcha. The reason for this uncertainty is that Ophos, the Horim, Kurkubanan Niklaf, the gizzards of kosher birds can be peeled, and the gizzards of non-kosher birds cannot be peeled. Regarding these eight, Kurkubanan Niklaf Basakina, their gizzards can only be peeled with a knife and not by hand, so their status is uncertain. Rashi adds that these eight birds have the other three kosher simanim, but because they may lack this fourth sign, they may be one of the 20 non-kosher birds with three simanim. The Gemara objects that there was a duck in Mar Shmuel's house whose gizzard could not be peeled, but he placed it in the sun, and once it softened, it peeled. We see that even kosher birds' gizzards are not always easily peeled. The Gemara answers that there, once it softened, it was able to be peeled by hand, but these eight can only be peeled with a knife even after they're softened. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Nachman said, Hayabaki behen ubishmosehen. If one was an expert in identifying the Paris and Osnia and all other birds, which are also called by their names and are included in their category, then a bird with only one simon of kashrus is kosher, since he knows it's not a Paris or Osnia. If he's not an expert on these birds, then a bird with one simon is forbidden to him, but he may eat a bird with two simonim, hushi yakir ori, provided he can recognize a crow and knows the bird is not an ori. The Gemara objects that Rabbi Gezer said that the zarzir, starling, which also has two simanim, is included in the Ori of Prohibition. Although he was told that the people of Kfar Tamarta would eat the zarzir, he replied, Afhen asinu itenis adin, they are destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that he must be an expert in the Oriv and every type of Oriv. A Maimer ruled that any bird with a single simon is permitted, provided it doesn't claw. He disagrees with Rav Nachman and holds even a non-expert need not be concerned for the Paris and Osnia because Leis Nehubi Yishuv, they are not commonly found in inhabited areas. Point number two, in one version, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's Lamino, according to its kind, written by Orev, to include Snunis Levana, the white-bellied swallow, as prohibited under the category of Orev. Rabbi Eliezer was told that the people of Galil Ha'elyon eat it, but he replied, Afhen asin liten as a din. They are destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. Rav Yehuda says, Ofa Masaret, the bird which scratches, is valid for the Metzora's purification process, and this is the Snunis Levana about which the Tanaim disagreed, and Rav Yehuda ruled kosher. Amemar says that all Tanaim agree that a Snunis, whose belly is white, is kosher, and their disagreement is about a yellow-bellied Snunis. According to Marzutra's version, all agree that a yellow-bellied Snunis is not kosher, and their argument is about a white-bellied Snunis. And point number three, Ravasi said, Shmona Sveikosan, there are eight questionable birds, the Huva, the Chuga, the Suga, the Harnuga, the Tushlami, the Marda, the Kohilna, and the Barnafcha. The reason for this uncertainty is that ofos, the horim, kurkubanan niklaf, the gizzards of kosher birds can be peeled, and the gizzards of non-kosher birds cannot be peeled. Regarding these eight, kurkubanan niklaf basakina, their gizzards can only be peeled with a knife and not by hand, so their status is uncertain. Rashi adds that these eight birds have the other three kosher simanim, but because they may lack this fourth sign, they may be one of the 20 non-kosher birds with three simanim. The Gemara objects that there was a duck in Mar Shmuel's house whose gizzard could not be peeled, but he placed it in the sun, and once it softened, it peeled. We see that even kosher birds' gizzards are not always easily peeled. The Gemara answers that there, once it softened, it was able to be peeled by hand, but these eight can only be peeled with a knife even after they're softened. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. A submarine, so here goes. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one Siman, and settle for those who knew how to identify an Orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, while the rest of the crew worked on eight Svekos, whose kurkuban could only be peeled with a knife. Once again, slow motion. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, that must be one of Samach Beis. The captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simon, and settled for those who knew how to identify an Orev, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, if one was a Baki in identifying the pairs in Osnia, and all the birds which are also called by their names, which are included in their category, then a bird with only one simon of kashrus is kosher, since he knows it's not a Paris or Osnia. If he's not an expert on these birds, then a bird with one simon is forbidden to him, but he may eat a bird with two simonim, b'hushi yakir orev, provided he can recognize a crow and knows this bird is not an orev. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simon, and settle for those who knew how to identify an orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, which reminds us, in one version, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's Lemino, according to its kind, written by Orev, to include Snunis Levana, the white-bellied swallow, as prohibited under the category of Orev. Eliezer was told that people of the Galil HaElyon eat it, but he replied, Avhein asidin liten as a din. They're destined to give an accounting and will be punished for doing so. So the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simon, and settle for those who knew how to identify an Orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, while the rest of the crew worked on eight Svekos whose kurkuban could only be peeled with a knife. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the eight Svekos whose kurkuban can only be peeled with a knife. So once again, the captain of the Simani Ov submarine, who couldn't find crew members who knew how to identify the pairs in Osnia, which would enable them to eat birds with one simon, and settle for those who knew how to identify an Orev, tested a new member by asking him to identify a Snunis Levana, while the rest of the crew worked on eight Svekos whose kurkuban can only be peeled with a knife. All right, so now it's time for four Ba'abach Hazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the Siman Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, which reminds us, a Mamre said regarding the eggs of a bird which was a trefa, Shichwa Kama Asira, the first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that Zev is a gorim. This forbidden factor, referring to the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Kol bria she'enbo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, eno meskayim yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa, to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if an animal has five legs or three legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient foreleg, but chos v'yaseh b'regel, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it's a trefa and may not be eaten at all because kol yaser kanatul dami, anything extra is like something removed, just as a missing hind leg would be a trefa, an extra hind leg is also a trefa. Daf Nun Tes, so the simon Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. The knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes, knight in shining armor. The knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves recovered in shining armor, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the signs for kosher creatures of four categories, behemoths and chayos, birds, grasshoppers, and fish. Although the Torah did not record simanim of kosher birds, the sages provided simanim. Our Braisa states that any animal which is malagera brings up its cud, b'yadu she'eino shanayim lamala v'tahura, it's known not to have upper teeth and is kosher. As Rav Chisda said, if one was traveling in the wilderness and found an animal with severed hooves, bodik befiyah, he may inspect its mouth, and if it lacks upper front teeth, it's kosher. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only one siman of kashrus and could only find the four listed in the Torah, which reminds us that we learned that the only animals with a single siman of kashrus are the four recorded in the Torah, the gamal, shafan, arnevis, and chazir. So the knight who had to check his animal's teeth to see if it was kosher because its hooves were covered in shining armor, admitted defeat when he searched the world for animals with only one siman of kashrus and could only find the four listed in the Torah, and went on to learn the simanim of a chaya, which are relevant to know if the chelev is mutter, which reminds us, a braisa describes the signs of a chaya, an undomesticated animal. Since their signs of kashrus are identical to those of behemoths, Rabbi Zera explains this means lahatir chelba, to permit its fats, which are forbidden in behemoths. The braisa says, kol sheyesh lo krunayim utlapayim, any animal which has horns and pointed split hooves. Daf Samach, so the simon Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The judges at the Maisa Bracious exhibit who placed smiley face stickers, that must be around Daf Samach. The judges at the Maisa Bracious exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shor Par with one horn in the Kol Maisa Bracious Bo Komasa Nibru exhibit, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said that the bull which Adam Rishon sacrificed had a single horn on his forehead because David HaMelech said his praises should be more pleasing to Kosh Baruch Hu than the Shor Par, the bull sacrificed by Adam, which was fully grown, a par, at a day old, a shor, Makrin Mafris, horned and hooved. Although Makrin would imply two horns, it's written as Mekarin implying a single horn. Rav Yeshua ben Levi stated, Kol Ma'aseh Breishis b'Kol Ma'aseh Nibru'u, all works of creation were created with their full stature, according to their will, and according to their desire. So the judges at the Ma'aseh Breishis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shor Par with one horn in the Kol Ma'aseh Breishis b'Kol Ma'aseh Nibru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, which reminds us the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun and how Kodesh Baruch Hu placated the moon since the moon was correct. So the judges of the Ma'aseh Breishis exhibit who placed smiley face stickers on the model Shor Par with one horn in the Kol Ma'aseh Breishis Bo Kol Ma'aseh Nibru'u exhibit placed a smiley face sticker on the frowning moon who was diminished after complaining that two kings can't share one crown, and were amused at the smiley face flowers in the exhibit that showed a Kodesh Baruch Hu waited to bring out the vegetation until Adam HaRishon Davin, which reminds us the vegetation on the third day did not grow. Daf Samach Av. So the simon Daf Samach Av is a saw. So here goes. The man using a chainsaw. Chainsaw. That must be on Daf Samach Av. Saw. The man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds, which reminds us we discussed the four signs of kosher birds. An added toe, a crop, a gizzard, which can be peeled, and it doesn't claw and eat. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, which reminds us a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the Nesher. So the man using a chainsaw to carve a sign with the four signs of kosher birds surprised his helper when a bird landed on the sign and he said it's kosher even though it only had one sign, while a flock of tauren flew by in a formation of the word carbon, which reminds us, taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the lack of upper front teeth is a simon of a kosher animal? That's on daf Nuntes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that if one was a buck in identifying the pairs in Osnia, then a bird with only one simon of kosher is kosher since he knows it's not one of them? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the only animals with a single siman of kashrus are the four recorded in the Torah? That's on daf Nuntes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that a bird with a single kosher sign is kosher as derived from the Nesher? That's on daf Samachalov. Good. Number 6. Which daf do when the moon was diminished after protesting its being equal in size to the sun? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you end that the snunis levana, the white-bellied swallow, is prohibited under the category of orev? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss the 4 signs of kosher birds? That's on daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on daf. Nun Hey. Good.
Number 10.
Which daf do we learn about the 8 sfeikos whose kurkuban can only be peeled with a knife? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.